The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. Time just keeps slipping away, doesn't it? You wonder where it all goes, and before you know it's the end of the year. No, not so. We just try to get you as much of the news, information, and education as we can with the time that we have left here. We've got 10% off, by the way, at the Power Mall from North American Urban Spice Products. And we've got a new product we're talking about for those of you out there that like pine needle tea. We have Raw Pine Power Plus. That's an alliteration of peas, and if you drink enough of it, that's what you'll get. But the thing is you keep your system up, which is good. It's high in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And so we're going to be talking to Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice about it today on the show in our second hour. OptiVita, by the way, we're still doing the 10% off of sugar to fiber. And if you have not had a chance to order the 500 milligram caps and the 60 capsules, get two bottles of it for each member of your family, especially if they've got type 2 diabetes, even type 1. And if you have a valid email address, we're going to send you two free ebooks. What is glucose and how can I control it? And the power of enzymes for good health. And if you're not, if you, here's the thing, some of you have unsubscribed from the email list. And we can't get you those free ebooks if you have. So you're going to have to make sure you're subscribed. All right. We can't send them to you if you don't. So just to let you know, I know a lot of you are like, I don't want to keep getting. Now, see, we send you email blasts so you don't miss anything. Because mainstream media does not necessarily tell you the truth. There are some that are this close, but no cigar. So as the cliche goes, I know life is all about cliches, isn't it? We've got 50% off Sam E Plus on a closeout. Daily Immune Protection 90 count and Joint and Skin Matrix 120 cap. That's all 50% off, by the way, at the Power Mall. And of course, the Sagan Journey water bottles. Apparently, there's only one or two left. So if you don't get them, I will. So they are 50% off. So what are you waiting for? You're going to find out later in our cast here that it's extremely important to have a way to filter water, because you may be filtering water out of your rain barrel. You may be filtering water by walking through the grass with your socks and wringing your socks out. So, I mean, there's just, you know, you got to be prepared. And we have that kind of mindset listening to the show, so. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, by the way, still sale priced at $53. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D, regularly $70.90. It's $53 now, and you can get it that way till the end of the month. And, of course, you add the silver gel, 24 part per million, which I have right here in my hot little hand, if you're watching us on video, and the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million, which you put, of course, in your drinking water if you like. If you don't want to just take a teaspoon or a tablespoon or two of it in the morning, you can add it to your water. And it works wonders. And, of course, we have some of you out there that care enough to keep us on the air that you're making regular donations. And that's a great thing. We appreciate it. You know, God bless you for doing it. And, of course, you can support our work by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking the Support Us tab. You can call Jay if you want to at 877-817-9829, or you can send us a check by mail, to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And that said, sadly, as we are hearing, another earthquake has hit the Turkey-Syria border region, devastated by quakes 2 weeks ago, 6.3 this time, causing further damage. This happened yesterday. Wow. I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Biden administration, by the way, we told you yesterday that they were in the process of negotiating a deal and that it had been done. Well, it's in the process of being done. This legally binding accord with the World Health Organization, I mean, this is where you need to call your senators and give them a piece of your mind and tell them, look, the states are going to come back after you. They're going to come back after the government. There is nothing legally binding. We do not have to. Here's the funny thing about it. Idaho right now has got a bill on the table in their House of Representatives to criminalize mRNA injections because of the safety factors. Criminalize. So if every state in the United States, of course, the blue states won't. They'll make you take that jab if a pandemic arises. And unfortunately, people are still dying. I talked to a lady yesterday, as a matter of fact, on a emergency phone call who actually was rescued from the hospital, and the police were called and the police wouldn't let him leave. And they kept telling her she's going to die before the day was out. And of course, her oxygen levels were at 60 and it was terrible, but she managed to get out. Her husband came and got her, and attorney Paul Davis, who we've had on the show, intervened. A lot of stuff had to happen for her to get out of the hospital. A lot of it was just the ability to just wake up and say, no, I don't want any more of this. I'm getting out of here. Give me an AMA form, against medical advice form. I don't give a damn about you. I'm getting out of this hospital. They don't want to take the, you know how easy it is to take an IV needle out of your arm? I mean, they think, oh my God, I have to have a nurse take the IV needle out. No, you don't. You just yank the sucker out of there, for God's sakes. And then you put pressure on the wound. If it's bleeding, you just put pressure on it. No big deal. Grab a Kleenex, a cotton ball, anything you can get your hands on. You have the ability to get up and walk out of that hospital. I don't care if you're in your robe or not. You know, like I said, people just sit there and they trust modern medicine and they end up dead. And apparently, from what this woman was saying, she was watching corpses being taken out of that hospital. That was in Texas, as a matter of fact, up in the Dallas area. So we have a death camp up there, folks, and we'll find out which hospital it is and let you know, don't go there. Because the protocols, no. They actually managed to get a dose of remdesivir in her as well. And I'm just like, look at all that money just getting racked up. You got to be smarter than them, folks. I mean, this is what is happening to people who get COVID. And then all of a sudden they immediately just, oh, yeah, modern medicine. Let's go there. Let's go to the hospital and get murdered. That's exactly what was going to happen to this woman. And she finally woke up and recognized it and barely got out of there by the skin of her teeth and went home, and her husband got her healthy again. And she's up walking around and breathing normal and everything is fine. But boy, you go in the hospital and next thing you know, you're dead. And the hospital's getting paid, what, $300,000 to $500,000? Yeah. Is it worth it? Death camps are making money, obviously. Gee, too bad Hitler didn't know that way back when. Jeez, imagine how much money the U.S. would have paid him. Huh. Well, wait a minute. The U.S., the banks, the major banks did finance both sides of the war. What am I talking about here? The head of NATO, by the way, and this is something interesting, the head of NATO has rejected Ukrainian requests for it to be supplied with controversial phosphorus weapons and outlawed cluster bombs. Now, why would Ukraine want something that's outlawed? I mean, it's already obvious from the Hal Turner video everybody got to see, and I'm sure Putin saw it too, about the two Russian soldiers that convulsed to death when a drone dropped chemical spray on them. So you got to wonder. You got to wonder why they want to fight dirty like that. What is it that's going on there? See, they just want to drag NATO into the war so that they can create an Article 5, and all of a sudden now we're in World War III, and then all of a sudden now we have nuclear weapons being launched. Yeah, this is why everybody's stocking up on Nuke Protect, because you just don't know where those missiles are going to land, right? Documentary filmmaker and BBC journalist Adam Curtis has developed a cult following for his eccentric films that combine BBC archival footage into artistic montages combined with dark narratives, hyper-normalization. Now, what do you think that's about? Yeah. The story of how politicians, financiers, and technological utopians constructed a fake world over the last four decades in an attempt to do what? Maintain power and control. We've included that documentary link on the email blast if you get it. If you don't, well, you missed out. You can get it on your phone. The U.S. informed Russia, by the way, about President Biden's visit to Kyiv hours before his departure. Now, how convenient would that be to not tell Russia, or to tell Russia, hey, Biden's going to be in Kyiv meeting with, he's going to give, you know, the wannabe porn star another $500 million in taxpayer money. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I'm being sarcastic here, folks. Yeah, according to the White House, the trip was logistically complicated and difficult. Oh, you know what's really complicated and difficult? We have news reporters over there that said there's no bombs, there's no rocket attacks, there's nothing going on here in the Capitol. And as soon as Biden walked out of the location to have a public display of him and Zelensky together, all of a sudden the air raid sirens went off. When they walked out in the courtyard, the air raid sirens went off, and there, all the military stood at attention. I'm like, oh, yeah, they got their SKSs there. I saw it all. Well, it's optics, folks, what it is. It's nonsense. But $500 million in aid, that's not nonsense. When's it going to stop? How many billions do we have to send them? Well, you see, the Bidens are invested in Ukraine. We all know that. I mean, you got his son Hunter over there with Burisma. Come on. I mean, yeah. Yeah, they're all involved in it. The International Atomic Energy Agency has reportedly discovered traces of uranium enriched to 84% purity in Iran. Iranian, very, very close. Yep, just below the 90% threshold needed to construct an A-bomb. Of course, Iranian officials denied the report and insisted they hadn't made any attempt to enrich above 60%. Yeah. Of course, two unnamed senior diplomats, you know, disclosed it to Bloomberg News. Yeah, huh? Okay. Yeah, well, whatever. We don't care, do we? Do we care? What's Iran going to do with those nukes? Probably launch them on Israel, I would suspect. You know, that war has been going on for centuries over there, and we just keep sticking our noses in places they shouldn't be, and that makes us the infidels, I guess is what they call us. Saudi Arabia, by the way, is building another futuristic metropolis with a giant virtual reality cube. Yep. Towering 1,300 square foot virtual reality cube. The new Maraba city planned to give downtown Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, a facelift scheduled to be in motion by 2030. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crown prince will probably move in. Yeah, we've got the Mukab, a gateway to another world. You know, that's available in the email blast as well. China, in the meantime, has released its Global Security Initiative concept paper, focusing on preventing conflicts and promoting global security while blasting the use of sanctions in foreign policy. Well, of course, it's a tit for tat. We really don't have to worry too much about that. Now, if you're living in Turkey and Syria and you have to deal with that earthquake, boy, that's a whole nother thing. So that's pretty much a hard look at what's going on around the world. Besides the fact that Sleepy Joe likes to spend her taxpayer dollars and, you know, we haven't even declared formal war. Congress is supposed to do that, remember? We got all these agencies out there putting forward all these rules. Wow. Amazing how that works. One person has died and 13 other people have been injured after two explosions occurred at a metal manufacturing plant yesterday in Oakwood Village of Bedford, Ohio. The I. Schumann and Company Metals plant, of course, makes copper, brass, and bronze alloys. They heard two separate explosions, witnesses did. Small one, and then a big one around 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday. The location of the explosions is about 70 miles north of East Palestine, Ohio. Yeah. We have a, thank you, Phil, in Florida. We have a 2 minute and 48 second report on the derailment from Ken McCarthy, and we're including that video on our email blast so you can watch it. Dr. Paul Alexander is coming out with his own set of news, saying 250 million people live east of the Mississippi. 2 million gallons of vinyl chloride might have something to say about that. If you are there, leave. The eastern seaboard can be possibly wiped out. And, of course, now we're talking about Adam Gertner, including two major documents on the disaster facing Americans with the vinyl chloride release, and it's very serious. Apparently, Adam is not overstating the risk from what we're being told. In the meantime, Kevin McCarthy, the new House Speaker, has apparently made a deal with Tucker Carlson from Fox News to give him access to 41,000 hours of J6 video. So this should be interesting. We should be able to see whether or not there was, you know, the police and the FBI actually infiltrated and opened the gates and everybody got trapped in there. It was a trap. If you haven't figured that out, they wanted all those Trumpers and everybody that thought the election was stolen to come marching on D.C. and put them in there so they'd have a reason to imprison a bunch of people and make examples out of them and call them names and demonize them. I mean, this is what they do, and this is what they're doing. They did it in Ruby Ridge. They did it in Waco. Yeah. The only thing you didn't do it is when they went after Gordon Call and they found him in a farmhouse in Arkansas. And what they did to him, no, that was Delta Force. See, they'll send out the real elite hit squads, man, when they want to take somebody out. Yeah, I guess this is one of the reasons why, you know, people are stocking up on food, guns, and ammo, because they fear that it is possible that something could come upon them. It is a possibility. A city council member in Lodi, California, was arrested on election fraud-related charges amid speculation he resigned from office, according to officials. This is in San Joaquin County, California. The sheriff's office there has issued a release that Shakir Khan, a Lodi city council member, was charged with falsely filing a declaration of candidacy, three counts of voting or attempting to vote more than once, registering a fictitious person, making or defacing a nomination paper, and a voter registration violation. Of course, Khan is denying everything and denied resigning from the city council seat and says he's going to fight it. 70% of suspects freed from jail without bail. 70%. This is according to a new study. Believe it or not, they commit more crimes. Really? You let 7 in 10 criminal suspects released from jail without bail go on to be rearrested for allegedly committing more crimes, according to a new study. California Judicial Council required counties to enforce an emergency bail schedule, which effectively released thousands of criminal suspects from jail without having to pay a bail. Oh, yeah, we have to reduce prison overcrowding. Yeah, so just let them back out on the street so they can go do something else and get emboldened. Yeah. And this is why California is falling apart. The Supreme Court is set to hear back-to-back oral arguments this week in two cases that could significantly reshape online speech and content moderation. The outcome of the oral arguments scheduled for today and tomorrow could determine whether tech platforms and social media companies can be sued for recommending content to their users or for supporting acts of international terrorism by hosting terrorist content. It marks the court's first ever review of a hot-button federal law that largely protects websites from laws over user-generated content. Alec Baldwin, by the way, is no longer facing a potential 5 years in jail. Could be 18 months, though. He's had his charges downgraded by prosecutors in New Mexico. Now they're going to go after his armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's going to be charged with voluntary manslaughter. So, involuntary, rather. So Alec Baldwin is going to get off with involuntary manslaughter. So that's 18 months, up to. They might get probation, who knows? It's kind of crazy. In the health category, we're going to be talking about pine needles. Well, there are six amazing health benefits about that. And we've included them in the email blast. These pine needles are vitamin rich, A and C. And, of course, mood boosting effects. Of course, they did a study on rats with this, actually. The flavonoids are believed to fight off free radicals and balance cell activity. Those of you making pine needle tea know this. Weight maintenance, arthritis and joint health. It's rich in antioxidants. Yeah, they use it as a medicinal food in Korea, by the way. And respiratory benefits, by the way, for those of you who have colds or respiratory conditions. And it's now available at the Power Mall. But we're going to, you know, save a lot of this conversation for Justin Porter in our next hour. The nanoparticles in food coloring may be harmful to your gut health, according to researchers. Cross-section of chicken intestine with cells that may be affected by food nanoparticles? Whoa, that's heavy-duty stuff. Nanoparticles in common food coloring and anti-caking agents may be damaging your guts, according to researchers from Cornell and Binghamton universities. Specifically, metal oxide particles would be disrupting the health of your intestines. Wow, so maybe we need to not use food coloring or eat products that contain them. Of course, titanium dioxide, silicon dioxide, yeah, they're all there. Imagine that. New cutting-edge research aims to use electrical stimulation to jumpstart stroke-interrupted communication between the brain and the spinal cord, restoring lost motor control. The technique is already widely used as a treatment for chronic pain. Preliminary testing in patients who have had moderate to severe strokes suggests that it can return significant arm and hand function to patients who, in some cases, haven't had any upper limb control in years. Amazing how that works. The Bank of America, by the way, in the economic news, believe it or not, is preparing for possible U.S. debt default. And, of course, here's the banks. Here's CEO Brian Moynihan from Bank of America. Not a fan of eliminating the debt ceiling altogether, as some lawmakers have proposed. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is yelling, every responsible member of Congress must agree to raise the debt ceiling. Of course, we have included an article of interest by Jack Mullen related to that called Point of No Return. Understand something here about the United States government, U.S. Inc. They have been in default for, what, 1933? They went into receivership. U.S. government is not only morally bankrupt, but they are physically bankrupt. And they keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing because, of course, they can't go belly up. You know, God forbid that they would all go to court and file bankruptcy. Good luck with that. That's why they're writing checks their body can't cash. And then you've got Senator Biden out there, Mr. Caca Breath, out there promising $500 million. That's a half a billion dollars, folks, of our tax money to Zelensky. This is craziness. Proxy war. You know, it's going to get us, don't you? And China and Russia are getting together. They're becoming buddies. And what do you think's going to happen? They're going to just say, you know what? I think it's time we took out the U.S. Let's destroy them from the inside. It is possible. EMP is possible. What are you going to do? I mean, if EMP hits, are you prepared? Are you not prepared? I mean, I can imagine how many woke people I mean, after 72 hours, you are going to realize that there is no electricity and that your life just became very, very complicated after 72 hours, especially if you don't have access to water. The IRS, meanwhile, in their fleece game, most taxpayers in states that gave some kind of stimulus or tax rebate payment last year will not have to report them on their federal returns this year. However, some residents in four states will have to. Interesting how that works. We have an article included on that. And, of course, the layoffs. Companies are turning to artificial intelligence. Now, artificial intelligence, this is basically computer algorithms, which basically tell the company who to throw away, who to get rid of. Days after mass layoffs got rid of 12,000 jobs at Google, hundreds of former employees flocked to an online chat room to commiserate about their seemingly erratic way they'd been suddenly made redundant. Oh, and they're all swapping theories on how management decided who got cut. Could it be a mindless algorithm carefully designed not to violate any laws? Wow. You know, see, this is where our technology is getting us, folks. And you see, as far as job cuts, hey, you go to work for a woke company like Google and people continue to use Google. It's unfortunate. What alternative do you have? If you don't want to use Google as a search engine or Bing, because Bing is Microsoft's version of Google, and they've got AI that they're plugging into the equation, and they're going to start lying to you and preventing you from seeing the truth, things that really matter. And for those of you who still have a job, 30% of the workforce continues to be remote in January. They're working out of their home still, six times the rate in 2019 before the pandemic even started. WFH Research, a data collection project, found the share of all work performed at home rose from 4.7% in January of 2019 to 61.5% in May of 2020. Since then, remote work is still about 27.2%, less than half of what it was at the height of the pandemic. So it's amazing how people just, you know, find every excuse in the book why not to come in. Well, they're still getting a paycheck, at least. Zuckerberg, by the way, decided, hey, Elon came up with a great idea with Twitter Blue. Let's do our own thing. Yeah, Meta has introduced a new paid verification badge system that will allow users to pay to receive a blue check mark. Yeah, they can't do anything original on their own. And Facebook is going to roll this out in Australia and New Zealand for a monthly fee of $11.99 on the web and $14.99 for iPhone users. Isn't that wonderful? More bad news about Tesla vehicles after we come back from the break. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls as well. We'll open the phone lines up, 844-769-2944, here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are looking into some new news that just came in, folks. Russian President Putin has delivered a nuclear warning to the West. This is just coming out minutes ago, suspending a landmark nuclear arms control treaty, the START Treaty. He basically has said that we're not participating in this anymore, and we are going to now go out and start doing nuclear tests. That is likely an eventuality. And if they're going to start doing nuclear tests, it means that they're bolstering their arsenal. And we're just getting word on that this morning. So that's why there was a little bit of pause here in our break, because we were just getting that information in, trying to get it out there. And we appreciate your staying with us on the show here. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944 if you want to comment about anything. A Tesla car, by the way, has crashed into a fire truck on Interstate 680 in Contra Costa County, California. This happened over the weekend. The driver was killed, passenger taken to a hospital. We don't know whether or not Tesla had the autopilot engaged. There have been multiple accidents involving a Tesla with autopilot engaged, hitting fire trucks and other safety vehicles that are stopped on the road. This apparently happened. The car burst into flames. And, you know, crispy critter. So much for electric vehicles, huh? People just rely on all this technology and think that it's wonderful until it's not. And it's become essential to enlighten people about the global forces that are trying to seize control of your brain. The ultimate goal, eliminating human rights and freedoms, including your medical freedom. Google is a core power base, and we were talking about that. The global cabal, referred to as deep state, it's a hidden power structure based on wealth and financial influence behind and above the individual governments of the world, because the cabal's control powers hinge on electronic surveillance and social engineering. And the only way they can do that, and they succeed with a great reset, which includes vaccine passports, digital identity, central bank digital currencies. All these are going to be used to micromanage and control how you live your life unless we say no. And I mean, people are going to start have to, you know, they're going to have to start getting vocal, or this thing is exactly what's going to happen. Everything we just talked about will happen. Brady in Las Vegas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. You were talking about the war in Ukraine, and I kind of look back and I always was wondering about why Hunter Biden and Meta Biota, one of the labs over there in the Ukraine, was interested in mosquito drones and the same ones that were used about a year ago in Florida that released millions of mRNA mosquitoes into the environment. And the more I look into it, and just we saw yesterday an article that came out was you're seeing the bird flu now manipulated through gain of function to make it more stronger. But what they did is they made the bird flu go into animals and mammals. And all through time now, since probably about 20 years now, the Democrats basically over in Ukraine, they've been going after the Slavic people and the Russian people over there using mRNA. Any way they can get it into the Russians and get it into their genetics. And they know that mRNA, the spike protein, and what they're manipulating in the lab could be even a snake protein. But they know. And you saw that soldier die when they dropped that canister the other day, the Russian soldier, and he's twitching in the river. They are working with aerosolized different things like rabies and all different technologies, Marburg, and they've aerosolized it. And what happened when Vlad went in February of last year, he knew all about what the bio labs were, and he was going in the adrenochrome labs that are underground there. But in the beginning, there was the story of Snake Island, and then what the heck was going on at Snake Island? But really, the story was there. The Israeli military was aerosolizing rabies, and that's not pretty a good thing, because once you got aerosolized rabies or Marburg or Ebola, which they're working with, you don't stand a chance. And after I saw that video of that poor soldiers, there was a couple different ones where they're twitching like that. I don't know too many other things out there that can do that to a human where they kick like that. And it was nasty. I never seen anything so disgusting. And the Ukrainian military and our military are working together. And they're using every chemical and any biological agent, any type of military equipment that has been banned under the Geneva Convention. And they're using it again. Phosphorus bombs, petal bombs, any type of incendiary device. They're using it. And they laugh when they blow up innocent Russian children in the military. They don't care. They just think it's a Russian person. They don't care. And the whole problem I have with this conflict, it isn't a country against another country. It's good versus evil. And these people, all these people in our military that are going after the Russians and saying the Russians are bad and we got to eliminate them, they are purely satanic. They want a mass genocide, most of the people of the world. Just look at the Klaus Schwabs, your Barack Obamas, your George Soroses, most of your Democrat Party. They want to eliminate most of humanity. And people are starting to wake up to all their tactics they're using. And I thank you for letting me speak and allow maybe some people will finally see the light, because they are coming for us.
Yep, I appreciate that. Thanks for the input this morning, Brady. you know, you say so much in so little time, but the message gets out there. And we hope that people are listening. You know, the sad thing about it is that if all hell breaks loose, and it very well could, even the woke are going to wake up and realize, it's predicted this in the Bible as well, that, we aren't prepared, and look at it's has come upon us, And it's nothing even they fear because, see, they think the government is going to take care of them. And little do they know, the government wants them gone. That's why they're woke. That's why they're in denial. I mean, seriously, we have a UNLV defensive lineman, Ryan Keeler, all of a sudden dies at age 20. Yeah, he appeared. He's a 275-pound freshman from Chicago, recently transferred to UNLV from Rutgers. Appeared in two games for the Rebels last season, totaling 8 tackles and 1 sack, and now he's dead, 20 years old. And what do you think caused it? I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Yep, it's the jab. You got to wonder about that. Why 20 years old? How could somebody die? I mean, he had a 12-year-old in New Jersey yesterday. Reports out. Yeah, think about that and what they're trying to do. It's just, you know, it's depopulation. We all know it. And these people are in denial. The woke are in denial. There's not one thing in that news article that says anything about the fact that he got the jab. They don't even discuss it. They just, oh, he was such a good kid, and, you know, give him his little eulogy online, and they don't say anything else. We're going to miss him, and yeah, of course you're going to miss him. But did you miss him when he took off and went and got the jab? Is that a possibility? We got to keep asking those questions, folks. Got to be bold enough. Don't worry about go along to get along. I mean, if they took the jab, these people got to wake up and understand, okay, look, you know, after hearing the stories that I heard yesterday regarding, and by the way, the March 25th event, the 500 or to 1,000, I guess they're planning on having 1,000 people attend. They're going to be meeting at the Alamo Cenotaph on Alamo Plaza, and they're going to march down to the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, which is where the rally has been moved to because of multiple issues with Milam Park. They won't be holding it in the park. There's apparently construction going on and jackhammers working around the clock, and they don't want it disrupting the event. And, of course, the weather also is looking like it's going to play a part in all of this as well. So they decided to move it indoors. It's still a rally, folks, no matter how you look at it. And this is rememberthevictimstexas.org. And they do have a Give, Send, Go website up if you want to donate to that. I will be co-hosting the event. Apple has released information about the new security content of Mac OS Ventura 13.2.1 and of iOS 16.3.1 and iPad OS 16.3.1. And apparently there's a vulnerability in the WebKit that may have been actively exploited. Yep. So you got to get those patches in there, folks. If you have any of these and you're using them. There is a manual out now. A lot of people know about the Great Reset. Brady was just talking about it, what they're trying to do. The attack on food farming, the push for central bank digital currencies, the invitation to eat the bugs. Public awareness barely stops the predators from moving forward. They're moving a goalpost again. Now they're allowed to talk about some of the topics forbidden before, but it's just because they're on to the next big thing. And now you have Putin saying that he is not going to participate. He's suspending the START treaty, and he's going to start ramping up. See, they want to make sure that their nukes are active and that they're working properly and that they're going to hit their targets when they launch them. If that's where we're going with this thing, see, you know, it's not so much ignorance as strength, but that's why I'm holding up a bottle of Nuke Protect. We'll be talking about that in our next hour, because if you're not doing something to protect your system, it won't be there for you if the unthinkable were to happen. And by the way, even atomic bombs, when they go off, strategic or not, create electromagnetic pulse. And of course, the toxic cloud of death from Ohio has reached Canada, according to authorities up there. In a Twitter post, melting snow is leaving colored chemical films on the roads in Canada. So, yeah, and of course, the U.S. government's not doing a damn thing about it, huh? We told you about Idaho lawmakers seeking to criminalize the injection of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. We'll see how far it goes. I mean, if the Republicans dominate the legislature and the governor agrees with them, they should be able to get that law passed. Because, see, here's the thing. The CDC is now giving the go-ahead. They're going to figure a way to get the jab permanent liability protection. And, of course, the CDC is giving them that as of February 9th of this year. They accepted the panel's recommendation from last October 20th and officially added primary series of mRNA COVID vaccines to the routine immunization schedules for kids and adults, plus a bivalent booster. They want to make sure your kid can't reproduce. They want to make sure your kid might drop dead during sports, out on the field. You're out there during recess playing, and all of a sudden, you know, the kid's laying on the ground there. He's not breathing. End of story. And, oh, mommy, why did you jab me, mommy? I could just hear him crying from the grave. Yep, why did you make me take that shot? Yeah, it's a little too late once it happens, but the woke mommies, they don't care. They just want to take their kids to the next drag show. You know, is there something wrong in your mind? Do you have gender issues going on in your head? Oh, it's okay, honey. We'll get you a sex change. Don't worry. Woke mommies are going to pay for this down the road. Remember what it says in the good book about offending one of these little ones. Get that millstone hanged around your neck, huh? Rather than face the wrath of God, you will face the wrath of God, folks. If you're woke out there and you're doing this to people, you're doing this to your kids, you're going to pay big time. How are things in Indiana, Ms. Darlene?
Pretty good. I'm worried about you, though. You're not pumped up or something.
Oh, I'm just trying to be mild-mannered today.
You're very well-mannered and mellow today. I went, oh, is he okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're just, you know.
All right.
It's life. Sounds going like through it. Life.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I probably figured it was. Dave Whittington was on on Ground Zero last Friday, and he claimed that Turkey's earthquake problems are HAARP.
And that could very well be.
Well, Turkey did. They didn't vote to let Sweden and Finland into NATO because it only takes one vote to do that, according to what I know. And that's probably their retribution. And the other thing is, yep, they got a strategic point getting into the Black Sea if you look at a map.
Yeah.
And let's quit giving Soros credit. You know, this Committee of 300 book, the Club of Rome, all these secret societies, if Soros doesn't play the game, he's going to lose his digits. You know what I mean?
Yep. So, sure do.
And I'm really concerned that even our State Department, after rereading this book, is being told either you guys do this with Russia or we'll get rid of you, you know, because that's what they do. They kill people.
Yep, they sure do. They don't. It doesn't matter. So, they're just nothing but statistics, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like the man behind the curtain. These guys are behind the curtain. So that's the problem, I think, you know, from everything I've read, because they don't deserve this much credit of being this stupid. We've never won one. You know what I mean? We never won one. All the years we've been battling, we never win. They can't be stupid if they're doing that, you know?
That's true.
You know, because it gets a little aggravating. You just go home, lick your wounds, and then come out another day, you know, to fight.
Yeah, I know. And then Biden wants to give away $500 million of our tax dollars to wannabe porn star, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, you know, because when this Ukraine thing first happened and I knew the politics behind it, I was in the dollar store, and I won't tell you what a man in there told me that guy did with his you-know-what on the piano, and I couldn't believe it. I went, oh, my goodness. But then,
wasn't chopsticks.
Yes, so we'll leave it at that. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
I hope you get energized for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Yeah, and here's the thing. You're probably big on strawberries if you love them. We got some good news for you, believe it or not. Strawberries you can share with your dogs and cats if they'll have them. They can be given as fresh, healthy pet treats or added to your pet's nutritionally adequate, species-appropriate diet. Belonging to the rose plant family, the strawberry, Fragaria, is one of the most recognizable and well-loved fruits in the world. But despite its name, strawberry isn't a true berry. Rather, it's considered an accessory fruit like apples and pears. In human health, strawberries are valued for being abundant in nutritive and non-nutritive bioactive compounds that may help promote health and reduce risk of diseases like obesity, cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Now, there are a lot of people out there that have said that strawberries contain a lot of sugar. And you see, the thing is if you're worried about that, that's why we have sugar to fiber. These are the capsules that it doesn't mean that you take the capsules and you can go do what you want. But I'm sure we're going to have people that are going to test the waters and see whether or not they can take sugar to fiber and just go on about their daily life and say, hey, I like eating that sweet roll, or I like eating that, you know, loaded with sugar. And we're talking about the inorganic stuff, you know. The organic varieties of strawberries is what you want to get. But your pets will love those, believe it or not. Small breed dogs love them. And, of course, strawberries should make up less than 10% of your pet's daily caloric intake. Our German Shepherd, who, by the way, she's laying right down here at my feet, likes green beans, likes squash. She eats veggies, believe it or not. Yeah, it says they're eating it. It must be good. So, gotta love it. James O'Keefe, by the way, you know that name. He's the former CEO of Project Veritas. Well, not anymore. He has left the undercover journalism organization that he founded, and apparently there's a little tit for tat going on because there was some tweets flying around about how he left and the fact he was removed, and he says, no, I resigned, and just ignore it. He's not with them anymore. Don't know what he's going to do now. But the latest word out there, and this is why people are deciding, hey, you know what? I'm going to get my own flock of chickens. And Darlene, thank you for the scratch grain idea. And I got mealworms and scratch grains, and I give those to my birds every day. They call them a flock party. And I'm telling you, it's like they know in the morning when I come out there with that jar of goodies, man, they're all over me. They know they're going to get that, and they go crazy. And I'm getting eggs, which is a good thing because now I'm loading them up with protein. I'll talk about that situation with the food shortages here in just a second. But Tim in Michigan, go ahead.
I was watching a program last night, and they were videoing the immigrants, the illegals, the invaders coming across the border. And people, we are in trouble. Chinese are coming across the border. Iranians are coming. Every nation is coming across the border, and they aren't old men, and there's few women and children. We are being set up with an army within our borders, and our government is going right with it, and they know it. We are in so much trouble. And I'm telling you, and I agree with there is a false flag coming someplace, not in the United States, but overseas, and they are going to get Syria and Iran into this, and that's what's going to drag Russia into this big, develop it even further. We are in a lot of trouble, and if people don't wake up, the invaders are the soldiers. They're coming. They're here. They've been coming. They're coming over 1,000 a day. People, wake up. And the whole one history, just remember, we have an obelisk in Washington, D.C. There's an obelisk in the Vatican. There's obelisk. Where an obelisk, if you don't know what it is, that
the Washington
is
Monument.
The male part. Yes, but that is the male organ from Horus, the god Horus. And that's where the name Horizon came from, because they used to go out and worship Horus to come back, the sun god to come back and bring light to the earth again and chase away all the dark demons off. We are Babylon. People, wake up. That's all I can say is wake up. And we're in the white people in America and in Russia and in Europe, we are the Jews to be exterminated. You can trust me on that. There, okay. They got the coffins. They made the coffins. You've seen them over the years. They were showing you all the mass graves. They already were pre-digging. People wake up. Thank you,
sir, for that. Appreciate that, Tim. We are at the break right now. And, of course, Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice will be joining us at the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Stay tuned for more news, information, and education in our next hour right here on the Power.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American Urban Spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.